those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478, which is DIRT. We've got a sustainable living tip from the people at Mother Earth, and we'll go through that. And you can always check this on my website on dirtdoctor.com. My appearance is there this coming weekend on Saturday. My first talk will be at 11:30. This will be at the Kansas Expo Center. But my talk is 11:30 Saturday morning, and it's the one on natural organic pest control. That has become the most popular one, interestingly enough. And then the second one I do is at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which is on trees, all the information about trees and concluding with the fabulous trees of the world. And there'll be a book signing after each one. They have a ton of speakers. There's like 150 different speakers and presentations and all that kind of thing. And a pretty high percentage of the presenters have books, and they have a huge bookstore there with all these books there available for people. And like in my case, after each talk, I will be giving, I'll be doing a book signing, answering questions and that sort of thing. But what their tip is about today is a tiny home. They write about this quite a bit, tiny houses. They're saying that small homes are gaining popularity around the country as young people, retirees, and some families are moving out of 2,000-square-foot houses and moving into homes that are under 400 square feet. For many tiny home dwellers, the appeal of such dramatic downsizing is that they can bring their homes with them when they travel. Tiny homes on wheels are increasingly popular. Wheeled tiny homes are designed for easy transport, and many are made from converted vans, trucks, buses, custom-built trailers, and even houseboats. Some tiny homeowners are attracted to living a more nomadic lifestyle, while others are seeking ways to be closer to nature or streamline their lives so that they spend less time cleaning and paying off a mortgage. Because the costs of building and living in a tiny home are lower than most traditional housing, owners can use them to get out of debt faster or buy their dream property. Whether their motivation for downsizing, tiny homes owners agree that the small size is a smart way to make the rest of the world feel bigger. And you can learn more about the tiny homes at MotherEarthNews.com. Sign up for their free newsletter there at that same place, MotherEarthNews.com. You know who has a tiny house? My daughter and announcer, Logan, and her husband, Bo, have a tiny house. Outside of Prescott, it's one of the vacation rental by owner properties that they have, and it's about 400 square feet, and it was built around a trailer, and it is the cutest thing. They've just done an absolutely beautiful job, and it's available for rent most of the year, but it's about to be shut down for the winter. And that's because it's up at 7,000 feet in the forest, in the National Forest, and you can't get to it in a couple of weeks. So if you think you might enjoy something like that, you can look into it online, the Vacation Rental by Owner website. Just probably do a search for properties that are available in the Prescott area, Prescott, Arizona. Okay, let's see what else I need to talk to you about before we go back to the phones. That maybe catches me up. I'll double check that at the next break. Right now, it is Steve's turn calling from McKinney, Texas. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. How about you?
Enjoying this cool weather.
Well, it's been up and down. We're having this roller coaster weather again, which unfortunately kind of fouls up the fall color, what little fall color we sometimes have. But we'll have some decent color.
Right, right. Hey, listen, I got a question. We got a little small lake out here in the country near Farmersville, and I'm wanting to plant some bald cypress or Montezuma cypress around the water's edge.
Okay.
And how close to the water, or can I actually plant them in the water a little bit?
Well, they'll grow in the water, Steve, as you probably have seen. You know, if you go over to East Texas to Caddo Lake, you can see, you know, thousands and thousands of them growing in water. The trick there, though, is this. When a bald cypress or Montezuma bald cypress, either one, are grown in a nursery, they're grown in dry conditions. I mean, they're watered, but they're not grown in the water. So taking them from that dry condition and submerging them in water doesn't work very well. So basically what you have to do is plant – I think you can plant them as close to the water edge as you want. And then if you could call it a time when it's dry and the water level was down, you could even go down and plant them in an area that later in the season would be flooded. I think that they would adapt to that, no problem. But if you just take them and go out and submerge them in water, I'm afraid you might lose them. I think you have to start with them being in a fairly similar situation to what they're grown in at the nursery. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Now, either one will do fine. Bald cypress or Montezuma bald cypress will be fine. The Montezuma cypress I absolutely love. I think it's a much more beautiful plant. It's more open growing. It's softer. It's not quite so pyramidal in shape. And it doesn't have the knees. That's one of the nice things about it. It does have one flaw in our area here, and that is that it is almost evergreen. We'd say, well, why is that a flaw? For most people, it's not a flaw until we have a heavy, heavy sleet storm in the winter, and the sleet will build up on that foliage that hasn't gone dormant and fallen yet, and you'll get some breakage a lot of times.
Right. Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it. I know cypress trees. A good buddy of mine's a landscaper out here, and about 5 to 7 years ago, to prove a point, he took a 25-gallon cypress tree out of the container and set it on the ground and started watering it. And today it's 12-inch diameter, super huge. So planting two trees too deep in the ground is a lot of problems. But bald cypress, I mean, I saw him do it. He took it out of the container, set it on the ground, started watering it. And today it's as happy as it can be.
Well, that proves one of the points that I try to make quite often, and that is that it's impossible to plant a tree too high. It's very easy to plant one too low, but planting them too high, putting them on top of the ground and keeping them watered, or build the soil up, you know, make a berm out of that area, works very well for almost any tree.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I sure appreciate it, Howard. I'm gonna do that.
Good luck with your project.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you later. Let's go to Midlothian now and talk to David. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
What's up?
Hey, got a few questions about, just got through from my new home and have a lot of bare soil around it.
Okay.
And in your opinion, is it okay to go ahead and put sod in this time of year, and what would be the best way to prepare the soil for doing that?
Yeah, there are people that should know better that tell you that it's too late to put solid sod down. The truth is that we plant solid sod year-round, David. Is there a risk? Yeah, there's a slight risk of having, you know, an incredible freeze after warm weather, and you'll have some damage. But even up north, the cool season grasses are planted, you know, at this time of the year, and they have great success. So folks would say it's too late to plant, or just not right. It's too late to plant seed because the seed need to germinate, and the little seedlings need to harden off a little better than we have time for now. But solid sod, put it down. You don't really need to prepare the soil much at all, even if it's just crummy fill soil, because St. Augustine, zoysia, and buffalo grass and Bermuda grass all can take pretty lousy soil. But I would recommend that after it's planted and you have the joints as tight as you can and you roll it to eliminate the air pockets under them, that you put a light application of compost on top, and then your first application of organic fertilizer goes on immediately after that. You don't have to wait any period of time at all with the organic fertilizers, and then the root system will get started, and you'll be in great shape by next spring.
Okay, and would I be able to go ahead and overseed it with some rye?
I would not do that. Let me put you on hold if you had some other questions about it. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are now available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers across the United States. Get them today.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty. Thank you and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number 866-444-3478. We were talking with, who was I talking to? Is Mary Rose? Jim, was I talking to you about the planting of the sod? Okay, well, I'm not sure he's still on there, or I messed up the name. But the one thing I wanted to spend a little bit more time on, he asked if it was okay to overseed brand new sod. It is okay to plant it. It's okay to plant year-round, and it's especially okay to plant solid sod now, still in the fall. But I would not overseed it, because what you're going to do is you're going to just set up too much competition to it. There is, and I'm kind of in this category, there are people that will argue that overseeding in the South, the warm season grasses with cool season things like fescues and other kinds of crops to have green in the winter is not good horticulturally for the turf long term. And I think that you could argue that point. It definitely gives it some competition, especially if you allow the cool season grass that you've overseeded with to go too long into the spring. So when the temperature starts warming up, it's actually, there's a period of time where it's ideal for the cool season grasses to be doing their best growing and for the summer grasses to start growing. So there's a real competition if you let the cool season grasses have their head, so to speak. So be careful about that if you do overseed, and I would not overseed the newly planted sod. Bruce in Skokie, Illinois, next up. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
I came across a product on the internet, and I was just curious. I'm sure I'd be surprised if you hadn't heard about it, but it contains the name of the product is by Avenger Weed Killer, and it contains, it says it contains orange oil and castor oil, and it'll kill weeds in a couple of hours. depending on the conditions and the size of the weed. I was just wondering if you heard about this, and this is just a variation of your formula.
Not only have I heard about it, I've used it. It's a good product. The company, we've tried to work with that company and help get the product more available at stores across the country and everything, but we've never worked with them. But I am familiar with the product. It's a good product, and it seems to work very well.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Avenger, good. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing I've been curious about is I've never heard you mention, and this would just be potted plants, which mainly is what I do, tropicals and pots, uh-huh. is you never mentioned amendments like vermiculite or perlite. I was just wondering what your opinion on that is.
I don't mention them too much because I don't use them myself, and I recommend other things more highly.
Right.
I don't have a big problem with them. And some of the commercial potting soils like Ladybug makes and other people, there's a little perlite and maybe even some vermiculite in some of those products. But the main ingredients are compost and some kind of volcanic material. And if there's not volcanic material in the potting soil, I would recommend that you add it to the mixture.
Right.
I don't have any problem with those, but I don't leave out the compost, the lava sand. If you put in green sand, if you still have it available in your stores, or the amendment called azomite, those kind of amendments in the potting soil I think are extremely important. I just planted a bunch of stuff in pots myself this week and yesterday, finished up yesterday.
You know, one of the problems, though, with the paramagnetic sand that is advertised on your show is that the only way they ship it is in one-ton totes, and that's great for somebody that's got, 100 acres or something or whatever, a bottomless wallet. But for the average gardener, what am I going to do with a ton of that stuff?
Yeah, it's been a problem, and we're working on it every day. And there are some things that are starting to happen right now. My business partner, Doug Sheldon, has been spending a lot of time on it, and there are some things that are starting to happen where it's about to become more easily available. I appreciate what you're saying. It's just a lot of times it just takes a while for this to happen, but stay tuned. I think it's going to be available for you here pretty soon.
Well, great. I appreciate your show. I look forward to it every week.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Thanks
to you later.
Lot.
Yeah, in
Thanks.
The meantime, you can buy lava sand in some smaller containers and that sort of thing, mail order, and get by with it. The one that we recommend the most right now, it's still just available in these bulk situation. So hopefully all that is about to change. We've been talking to a compost company, compost and mulch company that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they may get involved with handling it. Some other people may get involved with bagging it, and so hopefully we'll get the availability of that better for you in the near future. Birds are flying in, so we'll wait to go to the next phone call. If you hear somebody hang up, you can call me at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. The mystery photograph still needs to be identified, and the winner will win one of the classes and a product from Espoma. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're back to the phones. Let me see who's been holding the longest. Mike, I believe. Joshua, Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Been a while since we talked.
What's up?
I have issues with my post oak trees.
Okay.
I'm understanding, I don't know if I got it from you or where I got it from, there's some soil-borne disease that are killing these post oaks. I've got a 150-year-old tree in my front yard that's the top of it starting to decline. Is there anything that can be done about it?
Yeah, it's the sick tree treatment that we recommend all the time, Mike. There may be a disease that's involved, but it's been the way it came up was stress from drought that we've had over the past few years. You know, it hadn't been this last year. We had some, you know, good rain.
Yeah.
But previous years, you know, going back, you know, 4 or 5 years, we've had some real droughts. And the thing about post oaks and some of the other native oaks too, blackjack oaks and some of the other things that grow in those sandy soils, when it's super, super dry and droughty conditions – the moisture level, especially in sand, can get pretty deep down in the soil. Well, the roots of trees, you know, the bulk of the roots of any tree, I argue with people about this all the time, especially some of my golf buddies that think they know more about trees than I do. But the bulk of the roots of a tree are in the top 24 inches, 18 inches of soil. There'll be some that are going down deeper, and they access water and nutrients and things like that, or they add stability to the tree. But the bulk of the root system is up shallow. Well, when you have those extreme drought periods of time, and especially in sandy soil, which is what you've got if you've got post oaks, that dry level gets down deeper and deeper. And once it gets down to a certain depth and kills off the mycorrhizal fungus and starts killing the feeder roots, the small roots, some diseases then can come in as a result of that stress. So what you do to correct the problem is you get the moisture level back up to what it ought to be by letting water run for a long time. It may be okay now from the rains, but you need to probe the soil and see if that's the case. And then the rest of the sick tree treatment is to aerate the soil area, the root zone, either mechanically, even in sandy soil, mechanically, or do it with liquid. And the liquid way of aerating is with hydrogen peroxide. You mix hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store 50-50 with water, drench it, or you buy one of the commercial products and, you know, use the label instructions. And then you put out the other amendments, which are basically the same amendments that we recommend and use for bed preparation: compost, rock minerals, and sugars like dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal. And that's the way you get them back into good shape. Having an arborist come and look at them, you know, would be okay. But be sure, and if you do that, work with one that is into the organic techniques and isn't going to be injecting a lot of toxic stuff into the ground and into the tree.
I don't know if you remember me, but I was Mr. Goodart. We did been doing organic for, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, great. Good to hear from you.
That's what gets me. Some of these trees lived through that big drought of the 50s.
Yep.
You know, and now for some reason. But, we water them, we fertilize with molasses, and don't travel in the root zone. And I don't know. I've seemed like I've done everything you're supposed to do, but over 35 years, we've just losing one after another.
Well, do some probing. Do some investigation about the soil moisture with some post holes. And really test the moisture and see what's going on, because I got a feeling that that's the big culprit. It happened at some period of time. One thing that you also have to consider, I was talking to an arborist in California about this a few years ago. He had read one of my articles about the fact that I thought that the cause of oak wilt in some cases was due to not only soil pollution, but the changes in air, the pollution of the air. And he said, boy, you are right on. He said, we're seeing that the acid conditions in the air from pollution are causing just a tiny amount of change in the pH at the surface of the soil, and it's leading to that oak decline disease problem that they have in California, different than ours, but kind of similar relationship. When you get the soil screwed up, the moisture's not right, the moisture, the contamination is there a little bit, and the air is not what it used to be, things start to happen.
That would make sense, because these trees seem to start declining from the top.
Yeah, it can be part of the problem, and the only way you avoid that is just keep the management of the soil and the root zone and the tree itself up as high as you possibly can. You know, they used to be able to take care of themselves a little more than they are able to now, it seems like.
Yeah, they just don't like us.
Well, good luck. Keep me posted about it. And send me some photographs as you do more investigation. And if I see anything else, I'll get back with you.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thanks, Mike. We, a friend of ours who's a dentist, Alan Sprinkle, has some big post oak trees and over west of the Fort Worth area. And he's been organic for a while, too. And that sandy soil is just tough. It's tough to deal with if it ever gets on the dry side to get it back into the condition of holding the nutrients and holding the moisture like it should. So sick tree treatment, though, getting that soil off the base, even if it's sandy soil, and even if they're old trees, is just, I can't overemphasize how important that is. Let's see what Jane's up to in Grand Prairie. Hello, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
We have an easement that's about 4 foot by 48 inches, and it's absolutely dead. It looks like bales of hay laying, and you can pick it up by the handfuls. Anyways, we need to either figure out what we're going to do about putting down some new sod or do some kind of amending to the dirt that's up underneath there. A couple years ago, the city replaced that when they dug our street up, and we've been watering it and fertilizing with good stuff. And I came home, and it's just gradually just gone. But it looks like straw, and you could just literally pick it up. We had our landscape guy come by, and he just picked it up. And I went, no, no, don't do that. But we need to know what – we don't want it to get up into the big yard, but the easement is gone. So
well, it's obviously in stress, and there could be several things going on. If the city planted it, they may have done it and planted it dry, and it didn't get watered, and it got stressed in the beginning. And now it's just kind of slowly going downhill because it was never – healthy in the first place. It does have a sprinkler system there.
Yes, we do. And we've sprinkled, or we've watered it, you know, like we have done the big part of the yard, but it's just, it's gone.
Okay. I mean, well, when you can lift up some of the grass like that, a lot of times it's a fungal disease called brown patch. If that's the case, the whole ground cornmeal broadcast like organic fertilizer is the remedy. If it's completely dead already, it's not going to bring it back to life. You're going to have to.
It's dead. You could roll it up.
Okay. You're going to have to replant. And when you replant, do like we were talking to a previous caller, you don't need to prepare the soil a whole lot. But we do need, after planting the solid sod, we need to apply a light application of compost and then one of the organic fertilizers and water really, really well, roll it so air pockets are taken out of it. And probably none of that was done when the city replanted it before.
But I don't want to think that it was chinch bugs or anything like that.
Well, it could be chinch bugs, but chinch bugs are secondary. They come along because there's some other stress, you know, some bigger issue like too much or too little water or something like that. If you do have chinch bugs, spraying the Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil in the mix or one of the spinosad products will be what you need to do if it's grub worms. If you dig in the soil and find a grub worm activity, you need to apply beneficial nematodes, and the beneficial nematodes will take care of the grub worms. But I think that the grass was just planted poorly. It was in stress from the beginning and just, you know, in stress so badly that other things hit it that wouldn't have hit it if it had been healthy.
So when we have them come out, we're going to roll all up what's out there.
Yeah, just throw that in the compost pile.
Yeah, back. Just treat that dirt that's there. Can we put some just compost, cow manure, and all that?
No, I wouldn't put that underneath the sod, only on top. Just get it leveled out.
Okay.
If it's dry, you can water it, but it probably won't be dry at this point. Just level it out. Plant the solid sod. Nice, tight joints. Apply your organic amendments then to the surface, roll it so the air pockets go away, and then keep it watered properly, and you should be fine.
All right. I appreciate the information. Thank you, Howard. I listen to your show every now and then. You're great.
Thank you. I appreciate the
call. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Susan's turn. Hello, Susan. Lincoln Park. Where is that?
It's in Michigan.
In Michigan? What's going on?
I'd like to... A guess at the photo.
A guess at the mystery photo. What would you think it is, Susan?
Don Redwood.
Don Redwood is a good guess. Ball Cypress was a guess, but both of those are wrong. I appreciate you playing the game with us. Do you have a question for me or anything?
Just maybe a couple of quick ones.
Sure.
I ordered supposedly Garrett Juice Pro through Maestro. And they sent Tree Tonic. How does that compare with the Maestro Grill.
Well, you actually got a pretty good bargain there, Susan. They shouldn't have done that, but the Tree Tonic is the Garrett juice with an additional micronutrient package added to it. So it's just a little bit more of an effective product for you.
Okay, so that I could use that in the garden?
Oh, yeah, it'd be great to use it on anything. It's just a little better than the Garrett juice that is part of the mix.
Okay, one other question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dirt path. It used to be grass a long time ago, but I have a dirt path pretty narrow, about 3 feet.
Uh-huh.
Couple of few trees and some native plants, and this on the other side is my house, and it's pretty compacted because I always
walk. I tell you what, we're going to have to put you on hold and not rush when we come back, okay? I'm Harry Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we were talking with Susan. You had another question about a path, and let's get back to that, Susan. Sorry about that.
All right, I'll describe it a little better. I have a path that's like about 1.5 feet wide. It's about like 15 feet long to 20 feet.
Okay.
And it's kind of shaded on the western side, and a tree had been removed from there, and now there's more light in there. But the issue is that it's a path, and I've compacted it by walking over it, and then the lawnmower goes over it, and there's no grass. Nothing is growing in there. I'm just trying to figure out how the best way to amend that or keep that as a path, but to try to improve the soil underneath it since it's so compacted.
Well, one of the easiest things you can do is just change it to what's the surface of it now? Just soil, just dirt?
Just dirt, and it looks like there's sand in there because when it rains, it puddles in there, you know.
Go to the garden center and try to find a shredded native tree trimmings mulch. They'll probably have either hardwood bark or a shredded native product or something like that. In other words, you want a shredded material and put it down on the top of the soil. It makes a really nice path, and it will actually cushion and build the soil for the plant roots that will be growing up under the path and all that, and it'll have a nice appearance. It's what I design into projects, you know, as a on purpose, because it's just a very good way to have a path.
Okay, what about stepping stones?
You don't need it. All you need is the shredded material, and it makes a wonderful, clean surface to walk on. Very, very pleasant.
Okay. I also I had accidentally bagged my grass clippings, and I had emptied it out on the path. Is that helpful, too?
Oh, it would be better just to spread that out, and you could leave it there. You don't have to pick it all up or anything, and just cover it up with the shredded material. The shredded material locks into place, doesn't stick to your feet, and you know, it's just a much cleaner, better look.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I've listened to the show on the stream because WCPT only carries 2 hours of it. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for being with us, and call us again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Bye-bye. Okay, telephone number is 866-444-3444. 3478. Let's go to Coppell, Texas, and talk to Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Jay, what can I do for you?
Well, I need to ask you a question. As we see here in Coppell, some of the people have crews come out and do their grass.
Uh-huh.
And some of them seem to be cutting it pretty short. In my front yard, half the yard is Bermuda, half of it is San Augustine.
Okay.
And looking outside today is fall is upon us. And what would be the proper length for the winter cutting to leave the lengths for each side of the yard?
Well, generally, I just leave it at the same height I've been cutting it through the summer, Jay. You don't really need to go to that kind of trouble. Some people will say that raising it one notch so it's a little bit higher through the winter gives you a little bit more protection, a little bit more insulation. I don't have a problem with that. It's more of a case of what you want it to look like. The only thing you don't want to do, and I've seen some people accidentally do this or do it on purpose, incorrectly, is to set the mower lower and mow it lower for the winter. You definitely want to leave it at the same height or just one setting higher for the winter.
Yeah, I have gradually increased the height on both sides as summer has gone by.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so that I understand what you're saying. I'll do that. But I have one question also. You mentioned the Agra Lawn Crabgrass Killer. Well, I use the molasses and the corn gluten meal September the 15th, but I still have quite a few broadleaf weeds in the yard. Would this the crabgrass killer be appropriate to use now on the yard?
It would probably be more effective if it's nice and hot and everything's actively growing, but we'll probably still have some sunshiny, warm, you know, 90-degree weather, and it'll work fine in that case. All I'm saying is that if it was even hotter and more actively growing, it would work even better. So I'd give it a shot.
I will, and we know we're going to have 90-degree days.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Texas.
Roller coaster weather, you bet.
Yeah, thank you so much for your show.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Appreciate it. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Earl listening on that 2 hours of WCPT in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hello, Earl.
Hey, Howard, how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, since you brought up nematodes, I really was spurred to call in. I'm putting it down a new garden. Okay.
Okay.
And I was going to put down dirt and then topsoil. That's in a little bit really good for the garden. I wanted to put down about 4 inches for my garden and about 2 inches just for the grass. Now, I was wondering, when should I apply the nematodes? Now, the nematodes won't have any, have any organic material in there because I haven't planted anything yet.
Well, the nematodes help you anytime you put them down if you think you're going to have some problems with some insects for the fall. We're out of time, Earl. Can you hold on with me so we're not rushed and we can talk about this when
sure.
we come back?
Sure.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. For those of you that only get the 2 hours of the show, like a previous caller brought up, you can listen to the live stream on dirtdoctor.com. We still have the contest picture for you to win one of our classes, so check it out. I'm the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett. The website is dirtdoctor.com.